My dear friends, I'm Julia. Nice to meet you on the air. Hope we could spend a wonderful morning together. And now the morning is with 2 hours in the evening. 一天之计在于晨。若你有个美好的晨间生活，相信您一天的生活都是美好的。A hard beginning makes a good ending. 常言道，善始善终。Last time we learned three sentence patterns. The first one is if subject should do, subject would do. The second one is if subject should do, subject could do. The third one is if subject should do, subject might do. 这三种句式都是表示对某种情况万一会出现的一种猜测。其中虚拟条件句中的从句中的Should do 是万一的意思，由此我们可以知道，那么说话者是对这种情况不会出现有很大的把握，但是人算不如天算，有些情况是防不胜防的，因此说话还是谨慎为好，给自己留一点余地。 For example, if you should have any difficulties in finding that medical shop to get medicine, you could join the number. In fact, this sentence shows that the speaker thinks you might find a shop.At the end of the program last time, I left two questions for you to see if they are true or false. Number one, if I should be free tomorrow, I'll come to see you. Number two, if the story should arrive in a damaged condition, informer said once, All right, they are wrong. All right, they are right. 在 if 加上主语加上 should do, 主语加上 would 或者是 could, might, do, 这类虚拟条件句中，如果从句含有 should do, 那么主句的谓语动词可以用陈述语气，也可以用祈使语气。第一句中用的就是陈述语气，第二句中用的就是祈使语气。Daily life in our conversation, we often say, Yeah, 不是. How should we put it in English? Easy. Please remember the following sentence patterns. Number one, if it weren't for. Number two, if it weren't for, some couldn't do. Number three, if it weren't for, subject might not do. 约翰负债累累，追账的人今晚准备打上门来，幸好 Mary 知道了， John 才躲过了一难。这时他非常感谢 Mary， 我们就来看看他是如何感谢 Mary 的。 If it weren't for your information, I might be blue and black all over this evening. 今晚要不是有零及时的信息，我可能就遍体鳞伤了。 Jerry 现在正是事业的高峰期，我们常说一个成功的男人背后一定会有一个女人，那么当 Jerry 只是一味的炫耀自己时，其好友 Tim 就提醒他了。好了，下面我们就来看一下他的好友 Tim 是如何提醒他的。 If it weren't for your nice wife Ruth, you couldn't be anywhere. 要是没有你的好妻子的话，你就不会有任何成就。 Well, 刚才我们说到了一个成功的男人背后必定会有一个好的女人，那么我们说一个成功的女人后面却要有无数个有权在握的好男人。 Well, just like my leader many years ago, if it hadn't been for so many men who had cabin seats, she wouldn't have been the general manager in charge of the three-star hotel. 就像我很多年前的上司一样，要不是有那么多有权力在位的男人在背后顶着他，他现在就不可能是三星级酒店的总经理。记得我弃文从艺的那会儿，我家非常的穷。 If it hadn't been my aunt's lending money to me, I couldn't make so many achievements in ballet field. 要不是当年我姑妈借钱给我，我现在就不会在芭蕾领域中取得如此多的成就。诗中常说，青春是朦胧的，青春是迷茫的，我也如此。曾几何时，我都觉得活在世界上没有意义，是我父母那些曾参加过革命的老前辈们一直在扶持着我成长，才使我今天生活在灿烂的阳光下。 If it hadn't been the experience of timers in judgment and consideration who were in a world at war, I might not lead a sunshine life. 要不是有在战争年代饱经风霜的老前辈们的鼓励和悉心关照，我现在的生活也许不会是充满阳光的。 So here I would like to say, thank for all of you. May good people be free from mishaps all their lives. A person who is kind will receive a good reward. May they spend his old age in great enjoyment. 借此节目，我在这里向各位伯伯奶奶们道谢。Julia 已经长大了，非常感谢你们，好人一生平安。你们都是好人，好人会有好报的。祝你们尽享晚年之乐。Talking all this, I will be in tears. I should be getting a hold of myself to continue with today's program.之前我说了四个典型的例句，其中有三个是属于错综虚拟条件句。至于错综虚拟条件句如何使用呢？ We'll come to it in a few days. Alright, let's look at your sentence. Were it not for your good tutor, you couldn't win the first prize in this speech competition. Do you think this sentence is a little strange? Anyway, I do. And a matter of fact, 上面的那个句子其实是一个倒装句，这个句子的原型是 If it weren't for your good tutor, you couldn't win the first prize in this speech competition. 那么这个句子如何进行倒装呢？ In tears is a piece of cake. 首先把 if 省去，然后把系动词 were 提到句首，其他语序均不变。Let's look at another sentence. Should you lose your way, you could ring the number 110 for help. 万一你迷路的话，你就可以拨打110求助，这个也是个倒装句。 It is easy as the above sentence. 首先把 if 去掉，然后把助动词 should 提到句首。 So we can get two sentence patterns. Number one, were it not for, subject wouldn't do. Number two, should subject do, subject would do. 这表示对现在或者是将来的情况的一种假设，或者是主观愿望，或者是推测的虚拟条件句中，只有从句中含有 it won't for而还有 should do 的这两类句型可以进行倒装，其余的句型均不可进行倒装。 Well, today's program is about to be over. And at the end of program, I want to place an emphasis on were. Were. We must use were, were, not was, worse. 那么在节目的最后，我想强调一点，就是 it 它是属于第三人称单数，但是在这里它不指代人，而是指代一件事情，因此不能像she和 he 那样，那么自由可以使用 was， 也可以使用 were。好了，各位亲爱的课友们，今天讲的句型以及句型的倒装您学会了吗？若是学会了的话，还必须进入题海大战，这样才能达到熟能生巧的效果。 Well, please translate the following sentences into English in two words. Number one, 万一他对芭蕾舞感兴趣的话，请他打电话给我。 Number two, 要不是他们现在贷款给我们，我们现在的生活就会很困难。答案将在下期的早间课堂揭晓，敬请各位锁定下期的可可早间课堂。 Alright, let's call it day. Thank you for listening this time. See you next time. 感谢收听，下次再会。See ya.